Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, June 19th, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
2025 Annual Federal Tax Refresher Course now available from WebCE. WebCE, a leading provider of online continuing education and training, has released the 2025 Annual Federal Tax Refresher, AFTR, course. This course helps non-credentialed tax professionals meet the core requirement of the Annual Filing Season Program, AFSP, a voluntary IRS initiative. The course covers recent changes to federal tax law, including standard mileage rates and deductions. It is accessible 24/7 on any device, allowing professionals to study at their own pace. Completing the AFSP program earns participants an IRS Record of Completion and inclusion in the IRS's Directory of Federal Tax Return Preparers, enhancing credibility and attracting new clients. WebCE's 2025 AFTR course offers a comprehensive solution for tax professionals looking to enhance their skills and prepare for the new filing season with confidence.
Q&A with Courtney Carhoor, co-founder of Scientific Adventures for Girls, inspiring the next generation of women in STEM. Courtney Carhoor, co-founder of Scientific Adventures for Girls, is dedicated to expanding access to STEM careers for girls and underserved youth in California's Bay Area. Recently named Nonprofit of the Year in California, SAFG aims to challenge early gender stereotypes and redefine the future of science and technology. Moving forward, Carhoor plans to scale their impact by reaching more communities and supporting educators in providing hands-on STEM learning in every Title I school. Policy changes should mandate hands-on STEM time in elementary schools and fund direct programming to address gender inequities and ensure early exposure to STEM. Investments in K-6 STEM education are crucial, as research shows one-third of girls lose interest in science by fourth grade. An equitable funding model should focus on underserved communities, provide free programming at school sites, and include diverse curriculum and staffing to engage all students in STEM activities. Private sector funders and engaged citizens can help close the STEM equity gap by making financial investments, volunteering in classrooms, and developing industry-specific lesson plans to support programs like SAFG. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.